Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, two takes in a movie currently playing in the Kansas City area. But today, we're going to step back and do something a little bit different. And since we passed the halfway point of the year, we're going to look back and name our top two favorite movies that we've seen so far in 2014. So what's on your list, Susan?
I have to say Gravity is my favorite because of the amazing special effects in 3D. I felt as if I had my own trip to outer space. I had so many adrenaline rushes, and yet it was not just an action film. It was a thoughtful, philosophical look at the meaning of life, and I thought this was Sandra Bullock's best acting, and it was good to see a woman being heroic, competent, and intelligent.
I can't disagree with anything you've said. As a matter of fact, if I hadn't seen that in 2013, it would have made my list for 2014. My top pick is a Hollywood blockbuster I never expected to be at the top of my list, and that's Dawn of the Planet of the Apes. And it's got spectacular special effects. It's got the action you expect from a summer blockbuster, but it's also intelligent, and it's a thoughtful social commentary that gets at the roots of war, and it's well acted. It's an epic sci-fi adventure, so it's
Absolutely.
My top pick. But you know what's interesting? I didn't know until you walked into the room that our pick for our second favorite film of the year so far is the same one.
Yes, and that's Locke with Tom Hardy. I felt it had a clever plot, and it was executed brilliantly by Tom Hardy. Here's a man dealing with the human experience of having to choose between equally compelling values, duty versus security, and his life is being dismantled through a series of phone calls.
Right. It's essentially a one-man show with him talking on the phone on a car trip, going through personal and professional crises. He gives a tour de force performance.
Absolutely. I just was riveted throughout the entire film.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.